Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I am your host, Michael Long, and this is the James Peterson Show. And James will be coming on here in just a minute here. And I just wanted to say, if you were listening to the song Heal the World and how we can make it a better place, and I was thinking over the weekend about the interviews I've had with Danny and Brinkley has had some of the most famous near-death experiences, and he was struck by lightning in his first and was dead for 27 minutes. And he told me on a recent interview, he said, "Mike, you know, in the end, when we have our life reviews, we are judged on what we do. It has nothing else to do with anybody else." But he said, "I had to be judged by what I do, Danny and Brinkley." And I thought, you know, this fundraising drive that we're doing here on Journey into the Light hasn't been easy. And the fundraising is for helping the homeless on the street and also helping the folks here on the show that are having a hard time, just like we helped Melvin last year, and how Melvin went through a horrible situation of having his son shot and then died a year later and then lost his job and then was on the verge of becoming homeless. And he reached out to me and said, "Michael, I don't know where else to turn." And I thought, I got to do something. And for 10 days, we had fundraisers. And I also pushed it on my Facebook. And we raised the needed amount of $1,400 in 10 days to keep Melvin in his house and keep the lights on. And in December, we went ahead with the help of Jennifer Taylor and helped the folks on the streets here in Oklahoma City. And we started this fundraiser on GoFundMe to continue this. And I thought, you know, this is over the weekend. This is really, it's been hard. It's been hard to get people to respond. But I remember what Danian said, you know, we're going to be, our life review and what we've done in our lives. And, so this is really important to me and for all of us, because spirituality, to me at least, begins with helping one another. Without that foundation, we can't build, and I guess that's been the foundation of this show. Has 9 years we've been doing this show. But I just want, in closing, because we do have the GoFundMe link right on the show page, folks. If you're live or archived, it's right there. And I ask you to please Think about what you can give, not what you can't. Link is right there to click on. But I just want you guys to hear what a difference when you hear from someone that you help, what a difference it makes in their lives. And when Melvin received this help, he was gracious enough to call the radio show and let all the folks know that helped. Thank you. And what a difference it made in his life. And he was just, I can say the words, but to hear it straight from Melvin, it is incredible, uplifting. And it was what catalyzes me to continue this. So I'm going to put this on just for a minute, and then we're going to get on with the show here.
I want to tell everybody, all the listeners, and I hope this goes to the Hawkeyes. I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me, but with the fundraiser for the situation that I have been in, and all is caught up and everything's been paid, and I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael, and you're a great man, a truly great man of God, and I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma, Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. I don't know some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now. And I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has, the love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Long. Those type of people. We need people don't look at the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you.
And that's the key, folks. Melvin said, look at not the outer rim, but look at the inner rim of people. And with these homeless people that I have met have had just the hearts of gold. My gosh, these people are just so loving. So please, if you can at all, go visit, as you're hearing my words, the GoFundMe link that's listed here on the show page. And any donation is so much appreciated. And you can see some of the pictures here on the show page of folks that I have, we have helped. And I've come across, you see one of the pictures, one of the guys is missing a leg. And I've run across many people like that, or vets, and have fallen through the cracks. People say, well, there's programs for this and that, but so many people fall through the cracks. And so thank you for listening to me. I appreciate every one of you. Okay, on with the show here. I want to go ahead and let's bring on James Peterson. As James Peterson provides heart-centered healings and intuitive life coaching to assist you with living your true heart in all your relationships and challenges in your life. Trained as a licensed clinical social worker with close to 30 years counseling experience and the founder of the True Heart Path, he offers heart-directed guidance and help with whatever you're needing help with. Join James with all of his amazing guests Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on his Living Your True Heart radio show to help you find true peace within and to align with your soul for your greatest possible life path of your heart. Now, James is going to be taking your phone calls here on this show, so you can start calling in now. The number is 347-884-8245, and just press the 1. I'll come to you in the screening room, and James has a special guest today, Brenda Jinks, and her link is right there on the show page as well. You can click on that, and also James's link, which is also listed on the show page, and all of James' contact information is listed on the show page, phone number, website, Facebook, YouTube channel. James does an amazing job helping people, and man, James has got a heart of gold. I tell you this just straight off the cuff, as far as what I see in James, and his heart is pure and good, and he goes every day just to help each one, you know. So if you go and reach out to James and you need a private call, I would highly recommend that. So without anything else I want to say, I want to go ahead and let's bring on James Peterson to the show.
Thank you very much, Michael. I mean, I hear what you're talking about with Melvin. I took what you talked about with Melvin. I sent it on Facebook to hundreds of people, hundreds of groups. And just like you say, it's really up to people to make that choice to contribute, to see their brother, their sister as themselves. So, I mean, I counsel people, and I've been counseling people for many years, as we talk about. But each week I meet with people. These are people that have been abandoned many times. They're just people that are not given the same value or worth because they don't fit in society to be a consumer or to be productive in the way society looks at them. But every single person I work with, I see the beauty and the light in them. I see their dignity. I see their heart. I see what they want. I see what they're struggling with. So just like Melvin, I see people like that every single week, people that have lost their ability to talk because of a stroke, people that are in wheelchairs, people that can't use their arms, short-term memory loss. And these are people just like us that one day, you know, they're living their life, they got this path ahead of them, they think this is what's going to happen, then everything changes. So today I want to talk with everyone about a theme that I asked Brenda Jinks to talk about what she wanted to talk about. And when I ask people to talk about what's most important to them, I'm looking at that's the dream of their heart. So I imagine that the dream of Brenda's heart is to look at people and say, if you can just forgive and release yourself, you can be free. So I talk on this show about living your true heart. And very often, you know, what does that mean to people? What does it mean to live your true heart? What is the false heart? You know, what's this real heart? So all that I can do is share my truth. And my truth is that our true heart is our eternal heart. Our eternal heart is the heart that we're going to have and always have, and we're going to end up with in this way when we finally come home to who we are, come back to our true identity. Home. Home is that place where we finally see we belong and that we're equal to everyone and everything. And we sort of see ourselves in everyone and everything. So if you look at going back to your true heart, it's really coming back to a place where you can finally find peace in yourself, where no matter what anyone does or has done to you, you can find some way to release yourself from all that limitation, all these ways of resenting and holding onto these grudges, and just this thing you feel in your body that makes you feel like you're all clogged, and these diseases that happen with you from this way of holding on to things. To be able to release yourself from all of that, to release yourself from all these judgments. And I know people hurt us. I know people are cruel with us. However, if you can remember one thing, like Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what I understand in that is that we forgive them because we know they're not being themselves. They're not being their true selves. They're not in their true heart. And what affected them that they're not in their true heart? What caused them to be able to be cruel? What caused them to be able to look at people with disgust and disdain and people that are inferior to them? What caused them to look at people like that? How could they have lost the truth in them that they would look at people in that way? So what I say to you right now listening to this, is that every single person has an opportunity to choose to release themselves from those things they're holding on to, those judgments you have of other people, those ways that you've condemned people, the people you said, I'm never going to talk to them, I hate them, I never want anything to do with them. Now, I'm not saying putting yourself back in a position to be abused. I'm definitely not saying that. I work with many of my clients that have been abused severely, whether it's by their spouses, whether it's by their parents, where they've been raped. I mean, I've talked to many people that have been viciously hurt. So what I say to you, what I say to every person is that it's really about your inner being. It's about connecting with what's real in you. It's about going home to your true heart. And in that true heart, it's very important to get back to that place where you have love without condition. Which is meaning these people that have hurt you, you don't have to give a call to them on the phone tomorrow or the next day. What you can do is pray for them. Pray that they can find their way back to their true heart. Because I really do look at that, every single being on this earth has that heart in them, that way that they can be in this place in themselves where they can love, they can see with love. And I know it's very hard for some people that have been hurt, hurt in relationships, abused by their bosses, being taken advantage of, all these things that happen in our wars and all throughout history. And if you believe in past lives, you probably spent many, many lifetimes being abused and abusing. You know, I love the image that Brenda Jenkinson has in one of her videos. And she has this video series that she was a part of in a documentary called The Path. And The Path has these three parts. It's called Beyond the Physical, The Afterlife, and Evolution. So there's one scene in one of the documentaries she talks about how before we come into this life, we all sit around a table, a round table, where we're all equal, we're all souls, we're all in that infinite intelligence, and we make a choice to come into this life to experience certain things. So let's say we come into this life and we want to experience what it is to be compassionate, what it is to be really, truly compassionate. So we say, you know what, I want you to play my brother, and I want you to be disrespectful of me at times. I want you maybe at times to abuse me in certain ways. I want you to really show me what is real about love. Can I still love you when you do that? I mean, I'm not going to approve of what you're doing. I'm definitely not going to approve of it. I'm going to make sure I'm going to keep myself safe, but I want you to play this role so that I can begin to see what it means to be really in my true heart, that I can love you without conditions, that I can love you even if you do hurt me, I can love you, that I can still look at you and say with compassion, you don't know who you are, you've lost your way, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm never going to give up on you because I love you for who you are. I may not love your behavior. I may not love and agree with what you believe. However, I know the being you are inside because I know the truth in my heart that everyone shares that heart. That one heart that we all share is God's heart because we're created by the one heart, the one love. So as I talk to you right now, you as an individual, just talking about your soul path, whatever's happened to you on your soul path, whatever you've been through, God bless you. I really am so sorry you had to go through what you've gone through. The times people have abandoned you, disrespected you, treated you in a way that was inferior, or looked at you as like garbage. Just to be able to think about that and think about how you dealt with that, how it felt to be treated like that, and say to yourself, you know, that was then, but now I want to be in this place of the purity of my own heart. I don't want to hold on to grudges. I don't want to hold on to resentments. I don't want to keep carrying this burden, because truly we carry the burden. We carry the burden of how we've been hurt. We carry the burden of that abuse. And if we can finally say to that person in our own heart, you know what, I am going to forgive you. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to release you with love, because I hope and I pray that you find that love in yourself, that you will never hurt somebody like that again, that you find some way of finding some redemption, some way of feeling remorse for what you did, for you to let go of it and for you to move on and for you to come back into this world in a way that can be loving again. So many times I've worked with people where there's multi-generational pain. We're going back three or four generations. People either abused drugs or were abused by their parents, and then it carries over generation to generation. So when are we going to stop it? When are we going to finally say, no, it stops here. I will no longer hurt my child. I will no longer be abusive to my family member or treat my employee cruelly. I'm going to choose to love and operate from love. So if we go back to the image that Brenda Jinks presents to us of being in this place of before you come into this life as a soul saying, I want to experience this. Can you play this role? Can you play that role? I'll play this role for you. Play that role for me. Let's come into this world and let's play out what we want to learn most. Because truthfully, this school that we have, that this earth is, where we have duality, contrast, experiences, the ups and downs of life, the challenges of being confused and finding clarity, all of that is this life experience of being in this school of earth and learning from every single life experience. That every single life experience can be a learning experience and a way of liberating ourselves. So hold on to that image and just present that as a possibility that before you came into this life, you arranged with all these people as you walk through your path to have these experiences. And as cruel as they seem, as insane as they appear, just to think maybe there's a possibility that I in some way created this to be able to really come into my true heart. Because if I can come into my true heart, if I can go home, then I experience my connection with my source. So I know myself, there's nothing more beautiful than coming home to your heart, because in that place you find true peace beyond all understanding, because that peace is not based on any understanding. It's just based on this love that's without condition. When you come back to that place and you know that home, and you can be in that home and walk in that home in your heart, it's magical. You'll experience heaven on this earth in ways you can never imagine. So I know Brenda knows this more than anyone. She's worked with so many people, counseling people, and doing all these beautiful ways that she heals people and clears their house of all these things that are these things that are darkness and brings more light to them. So I've had her on my show a couple times, and I hope to have her in the future. Just what a grateful light being she is. It's a beautiful light being. And what I love most about her is she has this intelligence, but more than anything, she has this compassion. Just like Michael Long has expressed with Melvin, and like we all can express, this compassion to see people with love, to want the best for them, and to offer our gifts for their greatest good. So, Michael, can you please bring on Brenda?
Okay, let's bring on Brenda Jinks. Okay, she's on, James.
Hello, yes. James.
Thank you very much, Michael. Hello, Brenda. Great to have on the show again.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here.
I'm so glad you chose this theme. I know this theme is going to bring healing to a lot of people on the show tonight.
I believe that this theme is at the core of people truly finding happiness. And I will tell you why. Perhaps the people out there listening to you have said, well, easy for you to say, I should forgive so-and-so and release it. But, so they have a lot of stuff that says, I'm not going to condone what that person did to me. How can I forgive that? What they did was horrible. And what I say is this, when we forgive and release, we're not condoning bad behavior. What we're doing is we're taking back our power. When someone has harmed us, they take our attention, they take our focus, they take our joy, they siphon away our energy. And when we think about them and think about what has happened to us due to them, every time we think about them, our energy is going to them. So the idea of forgiving and releasing is to say, I no longer wish to have this negative connection. I no longer wish to focus on what was wrong. I now choose joy. I choose to move forward. I choose to release that which does not serve me. And in this way, we can find joy and happiness. We're not living in the past anymore. We're living in the present. And that is really where the joy is.
I fully agree with you, Brenda. And if each person listening to this can just think for themselves right now in this moment, just bring somebody to mind that has hurt you or abused you or been cruel to you. Just think about that. And as soon as you think of that person, just feel what you feel in your body about that. And that's exactly what Brenda's talking about. That's that connection you still have. That's something that's still in your body, still in the cells of your body. And every single cell, there's that memory and that feeling and that emotion and all that thing that can just clog your circuitry of all the joy that can come into your being. So I fully agree with you, Brenda.
So to move on, we must do this for us. And they say that holding a grudge, taking poison, and expecting the other person to die. Holding a grudge only hurts you, because it's toxic energy within your own body. So we really don't want that there. So it is time to let it go. And I bet with a little work, anyone can let anything go.
And it really makes it's a choice, isn't it, though, Brenda? You have to make that choice.
It is a choice. I choose myself. I choose joy. I choose well-being. And when these things that happened to me in my life caused me pain, caused me resentments and angers and bad memories, it also wore down my physical body, and I ended up with various illnesses. And most of the people out there who are harboring ill will toward those who've harmed them are also suffering in some physical way. So our primary goal as human beings is to feel good, to feel healthy, to be able to live with joy. And it's literally impossible to do that if we're harboring feelings, if we're remembering or perceiving ourselves as the victim of someone else's abuse. They don't deserve our attention anymore. It's time to release them, let them go. Whatever their soul journey is their soul journey, and our soul journey is to find well-being and joy, to connect once again with our true heart.
Well, when I think about our true heart is a heart that's free, a heart
yes.
that's able to be really open to what is, open to what is. And if you're clogging that with all these resentments and anger and fear and judgment and all these different things, you're clogging your heart. You're literally clogging your arteries. You're clogging everything for the flow, because truly every moment is this love that's surrounding us if we're open to it. Even if it just means being out in nature and experiencing the breeze or the sun. If you're in a place where you're thinking about how I'm going to get this person back, or, you know, how angry I am at that person for what they did and everything, you know, it is important if you're in certain situations where you're being abused to release yourself from those situations and make a choice that you're going to love yourself and not put yourself in those situations. However, to harbor things from the past, like you say, how can you be free in your heart? How can you be in your true heart when you're occupying all that space with someone else?
Exactly. You know, well-being, which is our true state of being, comes from us being joyful right where we are, right now. And anything that's happened to us in the past is the past. And it is a challenge for people to learn how to forgive and release, but it can be done. It just takes a little work. It takes making that positive affirmation, that feeling inside of, I deserve joy. I deserve well-being. I deserve respect. I deserve love. And then taking whatever actions that will help you achieve that goal. I love the idea of when you are forgiving someone, and it doesn't matter if they're in your presence or not. Sometimes it's easier if they're not in your presence. But you say something like, let's say the person's name is Joe, who you're angry at. Then you say, Joe, say it out loud because you want to mean it. You can even say it looking in the mirror. Joe, I forgive you and I release you in love, and I forgive and release myself for having been in this situation, and from this point forward, we are both free. The statement of saying that you're free becomes true because you've said, I forgive it, I release it, I am free. And it's very powerful. And the more you do it, the stronger you get.
You know, the thing is, too, to really be free is to be fully present. And how can you be fully present when you're taking something from the past and bringing it forward? It's like the past doesn't really exist anymore. It's not here anymore. You can't touch it. There's no way you can reach it again. It's already gone. You're holding on in your mind with it. So if you can recognize in this moment, say to myself, right now, in this moment, I'm going to smile. I'm going to smile in this present moment, because I know in the present moment I have the fullness of my being right now. And I choose to let go of the past. I choose to let go of the past thoughts, the past feelings and everything. And right now, be fully present here now. And that's when you really feel like you're in your full heart and your true heart, because that's where you feel that joy of being right here, right now. Even letting go of the idea of bills, letting go of tomorrow, letting go of anything that happened or what you're projecting to happen, and just being fully present right now.
The place of power
releasing.
Is now. Yes, it is. This is where we are. We're not yesterday. We're not tomorrow. We're here right now. And that can be very empowering.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone
and
will.
I know it seems like a...
Everyone to try to think of one person that they still have some resentment against and think about making the commitment that, you know what, today I'm done with that. I forgive so-and-so. I release them. I forgive and release myself. We are both free. And believe it. Make it so. And you can do it. Anyone can do it. No matter what the hurt is, you can do it.
You know, I watched this beautiful series. It's called John Adams. And in the show, you have John Adams and you have Thomas Jefferson. And I've been watching it for the last week, several, about seven different episodes. And it, you see the journey from before the Declaration of Independence and trying to create freedom from England and then be able to forge ourselves our country with our freedom and our ability to have liberty and justice for ourselves as a sovereign being. And what I watched happen was John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had a difference of beliefs. And because of that, they became estranged from each other. And then they seemed like they were hurting each other, but they were just living their own beliefs. And when they finally came to the conclusion that each person had to live their own beliefs in their own heart, but they could still love each other, they became friends at the end of their life. And up until the end of their life, they were writing letters to each other and honoring each other and really appreciating each other and had freedom of their heart. They let go of all that resentment and all that hurt, and they finally were able to embrace each other again. And it was so beautiful, Brenda.
You know what? I saw that series, and it was very powerful and very well presented because to me it felt very real. I think that many times throughout history, great people with strongly differing opinions have learned how to, they don't have to compromise their beliefs to continue to have respect and caring for their quote-unquote opponent. And those are the strong people in the world. We're not here to hate, to resist, to have enemy patterning. We're here to understand that all of us have a different path. We're here to work with other people. We're here to learn cooperation. And the more we can do that, the more we can just honor our differences, the less contentious we become as human beings, and the more progress is made. So I loved that series, and I'm glad you brought it up. I should pull it up and watch it again.
It's so beautiful. I mean, you just saw the love they had for each other and how much it hurt each of them when they didn't believe the same things. Like, you had Jefferson aligning more with the French, their whole revolution, seeing it very parallel to their revolution and want to support them because they supported us. But John Adams didn't want to go down that road, and then it really affected their whole friendship. You know, I look at the same thing right now with friendships and family. So many people have been affected by this political whole process and election, and now everything that's going on. And how can we still love each other, believing different? I mean, different people support Trump. Different people really supported Clinton. But now here we have a president, and we really have to say, okay, now we're going to live this reality with this president, and let's really pray that this president does what's best for us and does what's best for the world, because he's in a position where he has this power and hopefully uses the power for good. So the more important thing I look at is how people have been affected, day-to-day neighbors and people at churches, how they've been divided by this. So I'm hoping we can get back to this place of loving each other and accepting we're all going to believe different things. Like, there's scientific beliefs and people are in contrary to religious beliefs. But, you know, Inherit the Wind, I watched Inherit the Wind, where there's religious beliefs really in contrary to the scientific beliefs. But can we still love each other? Can we still honor each other's right to choose, you know, as long as we don't hurt each other?
You know, I'm glad you brought up the election. It has caused many people who were friends to unfriend each other on Facebook or to have words with people or to stop friendships because of their political differences. And that is a shame. I believe that there's room for everything I'm hoping that as this political reality unfolds, that people will recognize that our fellow man is not the enemy, and this is about ideas, not people. Hatred never has a place in society. It can never create a good atmosphere for us. So it will be a challenge for people to transcend those attitudes and opinions, to lose the enemy patterning that seems to come from it, and to understand that everyone is your brother, everyone is your sister, we're all family, and that has to trump everything. We all know what it's like to have a troublesome family member. I believe our country is no different than that. We're still all family. We still have to learn to find a way to get along, to forgive past hurts, and to move forward.
Well, imagine this, Brenda. Imagine that before coming into this life, you have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton at the table, and they're in this round table. You know, they're souls. You know, they're this pure state of being, and they make choices what they're going to do when they come to this earth. Now, I know when you make choices to come to this earth, sometimes you get caught in this labyrinth of consciousness. You go off your path. You may lose track of what you really came here to do. However, if we trust in truth that God's heart is in every heart, then every heart can awaken to that truth to be able to live that truth, what they really came here to do, what their true purpose is. And if they live their true purpose, it's in divine order. There's this tapestry that God sees where everything fits together. And the best thing we can do with individuals listening to this and everybody around the world is to choose to look at things from a compassionate, loving place and trusting that there's a greater plan to everything, that everybody has the ability to wake up and to serve their own heart.
I agree. It is our challenge to recognize that sometimes a soul is here to challenge us, to make us examine carefully our own belief system, to make us make hard choices, to decide what is really our right and spiritual path, and what are we getting caught up into? Because if it's some sort of petty drama, that's not a soul path. So I believe that they're here to challenge us, these situations in politics. So are we going to rise to the challenge? Are we going to truly be the spiritual beings that we came to be? I hope so.
Well, last week I honored Martin Luther King, and I honored every single person that decides to live their true heart. They have to face their fears, they have to face their judgments, their insecurities, their confusion, and they have to find that clarity and that sense of being centered in their own being. So I look at every single person listening to this show, whether it's now or on archives, all you can do is live your heart. All you can do is live your heart, because your heart aligns you with your soul and your soul path. And your soul path is really why you're here. And, you know, whether you spent many lifetimes coming to this point and now here's where you're going to finally culminate in this awareness of coming back to your true heart, or whether you're still on the path and you're still needing people to support and encourage you to be able to get back to your heart, we're all one family. How can we not be one family? There's one God. There's one truth. It's love. And we're all trying to find a way back to that.
And we're all living here on the same planet. That's not an accident. We all chose to be here. We need to make it work, and I think we will. I have faith in humankind. I believe that when the going gets tough, people will rise to the occasion and to actually embody what love really is.
Yeah, and what love really is seeing the unity, seeing us all unified, seeing this, we're all this one self that's playing all these different roles. And when we recognize that, I mean, you look at an authority figure. You can have authority figure on a macro scale or on a micro scale. And a micro scale could be where you're working right now. And your boss could be taken over by another boss. And now this boss wants to change everything. They want to run the office in a whole different way. They want to create things the way they want things. They want to get rid of certain people and put other people in. So what we're seeing in the presidential election is the same would be in a micro section, being in an office where you have a new management, and the new management says they want to do things in a new way. So it rattles everything. It challenges all your belief systems, all your sense of security, all the ways you expect that things should be. It creates a different paradigm in sometimes. So, you know, it's very hard. It's very hard to deal with change. It's very hard to let go of your beliefs you have about things and to let go. But I really feel in some way, when you have somebody like that, it can create unity where people begin to say, well, you know, we're really struggling to deal with these changes. How can we band together and make sure that we continue to live from a place of truth? We continue to do what's best for our clients. We continue to do what's best for our communities. So I really do think that every soul comes here in a way that they're living their purpose of their heart. And even though they may seem like the demons and the people that are the, you know, the dictators or the people that are trying to change everything the way we wanted it to be, sometimes they can bring about change that can really bring about new light, new awareness in ourselves. So it's not really what's happening. What's really happening is what happens within each of us and how it affects us, how it affects how we look at things and feel about things. And that gives us the opportunity to release ourselves from that judgment and to say, no, I choose to love. You know what I mean, Brenda?
I do. I do. You make a very good point. These things that we see happening in the world give us a unique opportunity to really examine what is right, what our own moral code says, what our heart tells us to do. Instead of getting caught up in what everybody else says or what the media says or anything else, we truly have to go within and align ourselves with what we know to be true in our own heart. That is where the truth lies, nowhere else.
Well, you take a situation like a natural disaster. It's a changing of the outside environment. An outside environment changes, and what can happen like 9/11 or a volcano eruption or some other natural disaster that affects all these people, all of a sudden you see everybody looking at things differently, saying, wow, look at my neighbor that's over in India or Tibet or in China or in France or Italy. Look at this bombing that just happened. Oh, my God, look how they're suffering. How can we help them? How can we bring relief to them? And then we start seeing the human family come back into focus. We get away from this individualized focus just of ourselves and our individual lives and say, there's a greater being that I'm a part of. There's a greater being that I'm contributing to. So I look at that, a natural disaster. Look how much unity a natural disaster can bring and bring us back to the truth in our heart.
You know what? The truth is when mankind has its biggest challenges, and a natural disaster is a perfect example of that, that is when you see people come forth and they become heroes. They become selfless. They step up to the plate. That's what I love about the human race. When the going gets tough, we do get going. And I think we need to remember that about ourselves. We're really quite extraordinary.
You know, I'm creating this documentary. It's called Living Your True Heart. And I'm just doing a trailer now for the documentary. And I've talked to all these people around the country about what it's like living their true heart. And these people have been through a lot of pain, and they've had to do a lot of forgiving of themselves for not being what they thought they should be, you know, not judging themselves for what they lack and trying to come back to a place of loving themselves, just to start with that. And that's hard enough as it is. And then going from that place to loving other people and then loving not just people in this country but other countries and saying, you know what, there's some way that we have a heart that connects all hearts. So this documentary that I'm creating is going to be a way of bringing all these different facets of our true heart. People that can connect with animals and communicate with animals, that's a unity. We're getting back from this place of separating ourselves from animals and nature and saying, no, we're one with nature. We can communicate with these animals. They can communicate with us. I mean, that's even a realization, to say that we're unified in that way. That's not just human beings, but all living beings. So, yeah, there's just such beauty when we can release ourselves and forgive ourselves, forgive other people, and let go and go back to trusting something more in our own heart. You know, even if it's the silence of our heart, to start hearing our own heart speak to us about what's true when we forgive ourselves. So I'm so
it's
glad
important.
You chose this theme again, Brenda. And again, you're such a healer.
Oh, thank you. I really want everyone to go inside sometime in the next day or two and take a look and say, is there anyone that I still harbor resentment towards? If the answer is an honest yes, then take a moment and say, okay, I'm going to forgive and release that because it's time for me to live in the present. And that's what I hope for everyone.
Can I add something to that, Brenda?
Oh, please.
I also say if each person can right now, wherever they are, say to themselves, how am I judging myself? What are the ways that I really hold on to these grudges about myself or something I did in the past to hurt somebody else, or I made a mistake, or I did something to hurt myself? Can we forgive ourselves for that? Can we forgive ourselves and say to ourselves, you know, I'm on this path. I'm always learning. I'm always learning about myself, learning about how I fit in the world. And I made mistakes. I hurt people. I did things that I feel bad about. And can we forgive ourselves? Can we truly forgive ourselves and learn to love ourselves without condition? To love ourselves even with all the things that we don't think are perfect about ourselves. Love ourselves even with those things that we feel are not quite whole yet, whole complete yet. Maybe we see ourselves as being defective in some way or being inferior. To learn to see ourselves in a much more loving, compassionate way. To forgive ourselves for not being perfect. I feel that that's a way that we can really heal and integrate all these parts of ourselves that we denied value, that we abandoned. We said we don't want to represent that part of ourselves because it's not good enough. Because when we can do that with ourselves, we can learn to do it with other people. So I fully agree with you, Brenda. If we can learn to forgive ourselves, forgive other people, we're bringing healing to this world. If everybody can bring that healing to themselves and other people, it just spreads out exponentially. And you really feel like this light wave, this sound wave of light and healing goes out through the whole earth and throughout the universe.
Yes. You know, you may think that forgiving yourself or forgiving someone else for something they did to you is a very small thing, but it's like the pebble in the pond. Drop that pebble in, and you watch the ripples reach out and spread out until they touch every part of that pond. So every time we forgive ourselves for whatever we perceive isn't perfect or whatever mistake we think we've made, I have to tell you, we all make mistakes. That's part of the human experience. But the best thing that we can do is embrace who we are and say, oh, well, that was an interesting experience. Not say, oh, I blew that, I'm the worst, whatever. You reframe it as, well, I've just had a learning experience. Well, that was a pretty interesting learning curve I'm having here, and I see that maybe I didn't do it as good as I could, but I'm going to do it better next time. So there's always a way to extract something positive out of whatever we perceive negative that we've done, and understand that that's why we're here. We have to learn those things. We wouldn't know good if we didn't know bad. So we're all human, and we all make mistakes. And forgive yourself for whatever you perceive has been your mistake, and embrace yourself for being big enough to say, okay, I can turn that around now.
Amen, amen. You know, I did a show last week on equality and freedom, and I think it's so related to this theme because, first of all, if we can forgive ourselves by recognizing that we're all equal of worth, that we're always going to be equal of worth, no matter what we appear on this earth for, however we have a position in society or whatever we see ourselves as different or more or less than, we're all equal, and we all deserve love. No matter what we've done, no matter who we are, no matter we fit in society, we all deserve that love. And first give it to ourselves, and then from that place just build up that reserve to give to others more and more every day, because we all deserve love, and we're all in this together. Like you said, look at this planet. If we could look down at this planet from the moon right now, we're all on this one planet. We all have this beautiful planet that we can be able to live and thrive on if we can all look at each other with love and compassion and support each other in working through our challenges. And whether it's Melvin or whether it's somebody down the road or our neighbor or brother or sister, we all deserve love and compassion. Start with yourself. And then just spread it.
Yes, and if we all remember that,
Brenda,
people like Calvin are our brother.
Brenda, I want you to share your information so people can contact you. I think it's just so great to be able to have your service to share with people. So please share it.
Okay. My Facebook page is Brenda Jenks, and I have a website. It's www.fengshuibcj.com. I do a lot of telephone work, and I am always willing to be a listener and to help people to find true north, what is good for them. And I look forward to helping whoever needs it.
So I highly recommend Brenda. I've been in workshops with Brenda. I've been at her house. She's in my documentary on Living Your True Heart, and had so much wisdom that she shares. Again, it comes from that heart, that beautiful heart just that wants to help people and help them be more free and more loving and more peaceful. And it just exudes from her. So I really recommend Brenda. As far as what I do, I am helping people to live their true heart. I've just begun to offer workshops in the area that are going to be very reasonable. It's donation basis. I really want to help people to be able to afford what I offer. And more people that can, I want to be able to say, you know, come. I want you to be able to take this opportunity to come back to your true heart, because we all can back to our true heart. And when you come back to your true heart, you're going to experience prosperity, because you're going to feel more joy, you're going to feel more peace, and you're going to want to give more. And when you give more, you receive more. That's just a natural law. You give more, you receive more. So my phone number is 518-344-6273. You can go on YouTube. I probably got about 40 videos on all aspects of living your true heart. I've got a GoFundMe now, True Heart Path. And I also recommend you go on to Journey into the Light and check out the GoFundMe for Melvin and for all people that are going to be supported by Michael Long. We can all help each other, and, you know, you help somebody someday, somebody's helping you. We help each other, makes it a better world. So, Brendan, again, thank you so much for being on this show. I hope again to have you on another time. And I also want to find some opportunity to work with you in this local area to create a workshop together. I just feel we have a great blending of how we work together and communicate together and heal together.
Exciting. I would love to do that. And
beautiful, beautiful. Well, I wish you the best to you and your family and all your friends and all you love and hold dear.
All right. Same to you, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. So, in just finishing up this show, I just want to, again, thank Brenda so much for being on this show. I know she's just got so much wisdom and so much beauty that comes from her heart. I mean, so everyone has that heart. I really, truly mean that. Whatever you judge yourself by, I've worked with thousands of people counseling people. I've worked with people that have committed the worst crimes you can imagine. I've worked with people that have been abused in ways that you don't even want to talk about. It just brings this feeling of heaviness to you. So I've worked with all these people, counseling them, and also having such beautiful friendships that I have, and my beautiful children, and my mother, and all the people I've ever been in relationships with. I just see the beauty in everyone. So just, if you can just trust me in this one thing, that the true heart I talk about, you have, and you are. Because there's this way, when you go beyond the mind, and all the judgments, and all these things you hold on from the past, you go back to this place that's this consciousness that is this true heart. And really, how can your true heart be anything less than God's heart? Because the eternal heart is the heart that we start with and we end with. And just like it says in Corinthians, when everything comes down to it, it's all going to come down to love. So you can have prophecies, you can have all these other gifts and all these things you think that are so important, your money and everything else. But when it really comes down to it, what you're going to have is what you came with, what you started with, and that's love. So just like when we come into this world, we have this body, this beautiful body we get to occupy, and maybe along the way it challenges us and we struggle with it not always working the way we want it to work, or maybe we work out and it's really in great shape and whatever. This body is a great vehicle that we have to be on this earth, to be in this existence for everyone and everything right now. And being here, we're here right now, if we can just wake up right now and say, what really matters is each other. And each other means that we can look at each other as ourself, because truly each person is ourself. Jesus talked about that truth, that we are each other, that, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, because your neighbor is yourself. Because when it comes down to it, what we fundamentally are is the truth of what each person is. Not even each person. Let's just say every living being. Next week I'm going to have Sharon LaPierre on, and she's an animal communicator. She can communicate with dogs and cats. She can communicate with horses. She can talk to them. They can tell her what's going on with them. They can tell her about their past. She can help heal them, because there's this way that this heart unifies everyone and everything on this planet. So maybe we can't communicate with animals, but if we recognize that there's that possibility, that if we can love and treat with humility other animals and every living being, that we can begin to communicate in a way where we really see there's a oneness, that true oneness is what really is our true connection to everyone. It's such a beautiful place to be in your heart, and then to look from that place of looking out through your heart and seeing people in that way. I just feel blessed myself to be able to come back to my true heart, because it just makes my existence so beyond words, beyond description. And I just love to share this truth, because it is the good news. The good news is that we really are these spiritual beings having a human experience. So don't get caught up in this illusion. Don't get caught up in this labyrinth of consciousness that looks at all these things from all this place of duality. Come back to the oneness. Come back to the truth that the real truth, the only truth there will ever be, is love. And when you get back to that place, you realize that all there is love. And we're all using this love to do all these different things we choose to do with our own beliefs. And we have the right to do that. We were given free will. Free will means I get to choose what I'm going to do this next moment. I get to choose what to think. I get to choose what to feel. I get to choose who to have a relationship with. I get to choose who to forgive. I get to choose who to forgive. And I will benefit from forgiving. Because if I forgive, I release myself from the past. I really release myself from the judgments and the resentments. And I feel that openness. I feel that oasis that's within me. I feel that sanctuary within me that now is clear of all that debris. And I can live and breathe this pure air that love is. That being fully present and now is. So if you're interested in learning about living your true heart, my phone number is 518-344-6273. Again, I'm doing local workshops now. I'm working on creating webinars that I can then be able to connect with people all around the world with these webinars. I'm doing this documentary. I just created a 501c that I'm working on right now. I'm trademarking my logo. I'm trying to get everything going so that I can reach you, because I want to bring the good news to you that you are a beautiful spiritual being that has a true heart that you can choose to live right now. So thank you so much for joining the show. Check out my archives. On my website, I'm going to be putting out all my radio shows since last June, so you can access any radio show. So God bless you.
All righty. Thank you, James, for a beautiful show. We so much enjoyed it. And thanks to Brenda Jenks, and thanks, James, for all the kind words you had to say about the show and myself and what we're doing here. I do appreciate that. And I just want to let you know that, my brother. And thanks to everybody that's here. And just a reminder, James is here each week at this time. So I hope you all will come back to each week. James has an amazing show, very uplifting and very helpful. But Journey of Light continues. Next hour, which is only like a minute away, we'll be joined with Diane Naylor, psychic medium from Canada. She'll be taking your call. Call back, reconnect, and we will see you on the other side. Thank you.